Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ha, 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 you know what's up.
Needed a pick-me-up?
Yeah, yeah. Little 7 Mary 3. One-hit wonder. Din-na-now, ow. Yeah. Carton Show, Big Mac. Great to have you here. I will say this. I guess the weekend wasn't a total washout, although it obviously rained a bunch, because Philadelphia did get eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
And all that smack talk of, we got a dynasty starting. That dynasty has already come to an end. Saquon Barkley doing what he did as a Giant, dropping passes on a huge third down play late. We've seen that story before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Sirianni yelling at A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown yelling back at Nick Sirianni.
But they have a great relationship.
Oh, we're fantastic.
They have a great relationship.
We love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if A.J. Brown's salary cap number wasn't so awful, he would be a New England Patriot next year. I don't think for a minute that conversation is not going to happen. But I guess... Yeah, I don't know. There's a name for that. I think it's called, it's got a name for it. When you get joy out of other people's sadness or unfortunate things, I think it's called, what the heck is it called? There's a name for it.
Yeah, aren't you a sadist?
No, not a sadist. That's a sexual thing, you wacko.
Okay.
No, it's a name for it. Golly. I'm looking at two guys who like barely graduated high school.
Masochist. Not self.
Masochist. That's the other
self.
Part of the sex thing.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. You're a sadist.
No, it's called something like, I don't know. It's got a name. I'm telling you,
it's got
a person's name. It's a person's name.
It's a person's name?
Yeah. When you get joy out of other people's failures or misery, that's called something. It's like Kathy Bates. In misery.
Yeah,
but that's not it, though.
No, it's not a Kathy Bates.
I'm your biggest fan. I'm going to hobble you now.
That's crazy.
So I'm with you for the rest of our lives.
Movie scares me.
Had
no idea he directed that. Had no idea.
Who directed
Rob
that?
Rob Reiner,
yeah.
Yeah, had no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Couple of movies I had no idea.
Schadenfreude. I think that might be it, actually.
Might be it.
Named after, of course, the great chemist Schatten.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy, Freud, probably,
maybe.
Too. Yeah, I think it's what it is. I'm a Schadenfreuder.
Yeah.
I'm a card-carrying member of the Schadenfreude fraternity.
I'll drink tears with
because,
the festival.
Because while the weekend sucked for me as a Jet fan, Dante Moore can't play quarterback, and that's who allegedly the Jets want at number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bills advanced, the Patriots advanced, and I'm sitting here with Bailey Zappi. I did get joy, however, over Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
And by the way, no George Kittle.
Yeah.
Great story about George Kittle, though. I don't know if you guys can see this or not. So George Kittle sadly tears the Achilles, right? First thing I start thinking of is the power plant next to...
Immediately. They joked about it in the postgame.
Yeah. So the next story that came out there was... I guess the owner of the Niners, York, right? Is it Jed York? Something York, whatever. Apparently goes into the locker room to see how George Kittle's doing. They know it's a torn Achilles. And George Kittle says to him, I'd be feeling a lot better with a bottle of tequila. So, of course, the owner has a suite, right? So the owner goes back to the suite, has somebody work in the suite, send a bottle of Patron down to the locker room. And the next part of the story was when the team came off the field at the end of the game, the bottle was empty,
mm-hmm.
as it should be. No,
absolutely.
Torn Achilles, playoff
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
So
drown your sorrows in that one and then celebrate the victory.
Yeah.
But that's a tough play.
I also got great joy out of Philly losing because I do have a personal relationship with Robert Saleh. And I thought for a guy that, look, he deserved to get fired. I can't say he didn't. You know, they didn't have a single winning season his tenure here. But he's not nearly as bad a coach as a lot of people thought when he did get fired. He had a top five defense, top 10 every year he was here. So when you look back on it, I think we'll look back on Robert Saleh's time as a Jet fan as not as bad as people thought when he got fired. He's a competent coach and a badass defensive coordinator, and it was the defense that won that game for them, not the offense.
No doubt. He is an incredible defensive coach.
Yeah.
I'll go beyond. Like, he is what he's doing right now with the injuries they've suffered, with no Warner, who's yep. their heart and soul. Like, what he was able to accomplish in this game, he is going to get, and we're going to find out, Craig, because he's going to get another head coaching job.
Oh, he's already
without question.
I think he's
going to get
interviewed for a couple.
Even if it's not this year,
yeah.
he is going to be a head coach again, and we'll find out whether he can do that. But he is an excellent defensive coach. Excellent. Yep. They did an incredible job in that game.
Did you see the story? I think was it Connor Hughes who put it out over
yeah.
the weekend? That one of his drafts is, I guess Sam Darnold was still here.
Yeah.
That Robert Saleh thought you keep Sam Darnold and you draft Devontae Smith, I think it was, right?
Trade back.
The,
yeah,
go.
And instead of the second pick, right? And he reported this years ago. He's like showing it now again. But the thought was.
I was wondering if he did report it.
I think
back
he
then.
Did repeat it. Maybe not like right when it happened, but not in the past, somewhat in the past. At least that's how Connor put it, that he's reported on.
No, he's
before.
Great. So I assume
yeah,
he did.
They had the second pick, right? They take Zach Wilson. Instead
right.
of doing that, there's reports that Saleh wanted to trade back. Keep Sam Darnold, and then Devontae Smith would have been there for them, depending on
right.
where they trade back to.
It's interesting that
yes.
to report, because I can say this now because he's no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
I had lengthy conversations with Joe Douglas when they drafted Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He swore to me, like on a stack of Bibles, that Zach Wilson had the greatest combine he had ever seen, and he'd be a better quarterback than Trevor Lawrence. I'm paraphrasing,
yeah, yeah.
obviously. So it's weird to me that...
Well, it sounds like Saleh didn't feel the same
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that's because they always represented themselves as, you know, thick
sure.
as thieves.
Yeah.
That Joe and Robert were, like, totally aligned on every decision they made. And Connor's a great reporter, so if Connor has that right,
mm-hmm.
that means that it's kind of similar to Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, right? Except reversed.
Right.
In this case, the general manager wanted the young quarterback, and the head coach didn't. Which is the exact opposite, but
right.
that would show
well,
you that maybe Robert Saleh
right.
was a far better talent evaluator than he gets credit for.
Maybe, yeah. And
on the offensive side, too.
Right. And the other difference is, obviously, with they went with the coach, with Daboll. Obviously,
right.
Saleh did not
it.
Get his way.
Right.
And they went with Joe Douglas's opinion on the matter. Yeah, I mean, listen.
I'm happy
knows?
For Saleh.
Here's
anyway.
The thing, though. Like if we are going to relive that for a second, do I believe that eventually Sam Darnold would still have become this with
I
the
don't.
Jets? I don't.
Neither do
like,
I.
I think he needed to get away. I think that's part of it. So it's not like they
way,
would have had more success necessarily. They just wouldn't have had Zach Wilson, who has been, I mean.
He's done.
He's
right.
done.
Yeah, he's an afterthought.
He's,
but to be fair,
even
also,
in Miami, they're going to the rookie quarterback.
To be fair,
of, yeah.
it's not as if the Jets went from Sam Darnold. It's not as if Sam Darnold went from the Jets right to Minnesota
correct.
And won 14 games. He went to Carolina, failed miserably there,
mm-hmm.
went to San Francisco, and that's where he kind of rediscovered his joy of football. I like when rich people talk
yeah.
about that. I rediscovered my joy.
Yeah.
Like making $10 million
a
year,
yeah.
Carrying a clipboard isn't awesome. I think
I
it's pretty
it.
Awesome,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I rediscovered my love. He was 26. Like at 26, he fell out of love with football.
Listen, you know how difficult it is being a Jet fan. Try
yes,
being one of them.
That's fair. That's probably
it's not
fair
easy.
Beats
having,
you down
feeling
good.
Like your career was ruined because of the Jets.
Yeah, it does beat you down
it
pretty
It does
good.
Beat you down.
Yeah.
Even again, for the second time we've been working together for a week and a day.
Yeah.
And two times
yeah.
in these 6 days, you have tried to rob the Giant fan of their story by making it a Jet story. It's just, I hear what you're saying. I feel for you. I feel terrible for you. I really do. I feel really bad for you as a Jet fan
doesn't
today.
Doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't, does it? Because I'm excited as a Giant fan. Today is about the football we saw on the weekend.
Yes, I did. And then that. It's about, I did. I opened
you
with
did
that.
Do that. I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you. I feel bad for you. But this is about the Giants getting a coach. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. You've had your coach. You got your coach. He's locked in. He's staying. Everyone's happy.
I don't like my coach.
But that's all right.
I don't want
that's
my coach.
That's all right. That's all right. You just signed your quarterback. Zappy's going to be the guy. Everything's great in Jetland. I don't know if you know, but every all five of their offensive linemen played together the entire season.
Yeah, I saw that tree last week.
So, I mean, let's go.
Yeah.
That's exciting times.
Yeah. Nah, I'm sorry. I can't bring myself to come around to that. The only good thing from the weekend is that Philadelphia lost.
Yes.
So I don't have to hear those loud, obnoxious, douchey fans about the next dynasty in the NFL. Your dynasty is over. And by the way, if Nick Sirianni got fired, I don't think teams are rushing to hire that dude either. I think his reputation is douche knuckle. Yeah.
Well,
I think that's his reputation.
He gets another job. I don't know if it's this year.
He'll get a job.
He would get a job. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. He's never missed the playoffs.
He's not well liked. Not well liked. Fractured locker room. Not well liked.
Douche and he won knuckle. Despite it.
True. That's fair. That's fair.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here's Greg in Staten Island on the Fan. Greg, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Great show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Craig, I tip my hat to you.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Thank you.
Okay, here's what I think. The other day I was driving and I heard the Bills did a virtual call for first down. Where'd that come in? I think it's so stupid.
Yeah, well, it's so the stupid part of it is not just that they're using technology. The stupid part of it is the fact that you still have to have the official spot the ball, because more often than not, the spot is random and arbitrary. The fact that there's
inaccurate.
A chip inside the ball. I heard a great conspiracy theory after the week 18 when Boswell missed the extra point and then Jablonski missed the field goal in that game for Baltimore. So this is great. So the conspiracy theory is now this, because we all acknowledge there is a chip in the ball. All right, so for those of you that don't believe that, there is a chip in the ball.
We're going lasers
again? They run some type of stats off it. I don't know what they do with it. Like how far a ball traveled,
right.
The speed of the ball. Just for geeks like you guys who love the analytics of sports, right? So the conspiracy theory is now that the NFL can control the flight of the ball because there's a chip in the ball, kind of like a drone. And if you watch... I think it was more the Boswell miss than Jablonski's miss.
Mm-hmm.
The Boswell miss, the ball goes forward and then makes a hard right turn like Bugs Bunny at Albuquerque. Perhaps.
Well, he should have made the turn at Albuquerque.
Perhaps. The football's just a drone now. I love that theory.
That's a...
You're not buying it?
No. No, because if
I love it.
Because if I buy that, then what are we doing?
Well, we're acknowledging that the NFL
is. If I buy that, yeah, right, I don't want to do that. Right, I don't want to do that.
That's fair.
If we do that, then what the hell are we talking
it's
about?
It's probably not.
It's probably not. No,
but
I don't think it is.
There's a chip in the bowl.
Well, I don't. They certainly favored the Bears the other night. I mean, McManus, the two missed field goals, the extra point.
Yeah, he was
what
brutal.
A disaster.
He was absolutely brutal.
Oh,
I'm with you on that. Yeah,
and how lucky have the Bears been all year?
Yeah.
All year they've been pulling these games out of the fire.
They were a bad football team for three quarters at home.
Absolutely.
You know, and then you got the sense when it got to 15.
Mm-hmm.
At least I did. I was watching on the couch with Lucky. At 15, you're like, oh, it's 10 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
This could happen.
Yeah.
You're like, Green Bay can't keep going three and out
and
think that Chicago, a great fourth quarter team, is not going to make a play.
No.
And they did.
And like the Giants, you mentioned the Giants in the Denver game. Like the Giants, they scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Like the Golden goes in on that incredible play and still not enough. Like it's just, what a disaster.
Fun to watch, though, especially from
a
non-gambler.
Oh.
Just great to watch. The spread meant nothing to me. The over-under meant nothing to me. And I kind of, I'll be honest, for a guy that gambled so much back in the day, Saturday and Sunday, not last night. Last night's game, it was hard for me to watch. It was kind of boring.
Yeah.
End of the weekend, the whole thing. And we had four great games. You know, prior to that, I think I rediscovered my joy of sports.
Really?
Yeah, I think I did.
Well, that's great timing.
I think I did. I mean, the Knicks, obviously, I'm a diehard into the Knicks.
Heart
comes back. Knicks win, all good. But I feel like I rediscovered my childhood organic joy of sports without money being on the table. Yeah, I'm back.
That's incredible. I'm so glad to be here for this. This
Full
is an iconic
evolution.
Moment. Look at that.
Yeah.
Just in time. Let's do a sports show.
There's also
sports and nothing but sports.
No, don't do that. Don't
Rip
do that.
It up.
I still got to be
go.
Me. And I think the other reason I've rediscovered my joy of sports, I went back and I listened to our first week. It's why I'm so good at this, right? Why my success speaks for itself. And you're going to jump on that wagon and it's going to be your success.
Okay.
But you did something last week that should have rankled me and didn't.
Really?
Because I'm in a good place in life. And I'm not sure if you know what it is.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it was
offensive.
I mean, I
guess what we're talking about is I went into a sports topic or
something. You took a shot at me, an offensive shot at me.
Did I?
And I let it go. And then I stewed on it all weekend long. So I'm bringing it up today.
Okay.
Do you remember what the shot was?
I took a shot at you.
Uh-huh.
Well, I asked you if you know how something works. Why can't I can't think of
not
that.
Not that. Nope.
But what was it now that what I asked you about if you knew how it worked? Oh, the arbitration.
Arbitration.
Right.
Which
is
pseudo
sports.
Shots.
The pseudo sports.
You took two shots.
That's the business
me.
Of sports,
like,
which I think
hey,
you're very good
sports
at.
Guy,
yeah.
Do I need to explain arbitration to you? I'm like, no.
It sounds like something
it.
You might not be interested
I get
in.
It.
Excuse me.
I've been involved in some arbitrations in my day.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now.
Another shot.
That was the second shot you took. The first shot, I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
I don't know.
I sat here, you sat there, same spots,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you actually look me dead in the eye, and you go, do you know who Kwan is?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Right.
And I said, she's a fabulous ice skater. And how dare you suggest I don't know the Cleveland Indians outfielder?
Right.
How dare you make that suggestion?
I'm very sorry.
So twice last week.
I'm very sorry.
Twice. So now I'm fully
just,
motivated.
I'm putting out feelers. You know, we're getting to know each other a little bit.
Fully motivated.
I'm just trying to make sure I know where we can stand.
Okay. Here's Glenn in That's Clifton, funny. New Jersey on the fan. Glenn, what's good, Cookie?
Listen, first of all, welcome back. It's good to hear you.
Thank you.
The football and the chip.
Yeah.
What drone? No. What I heard was there's super magnets in the goalposts, and they can control the ball. I know. That's
super magnet.
By the way, I love
super
it. I'm all in for it. Look, there is a chip in the ball. That's accurate, just
right.
So people know. But I was always told that, and the chip, by the way, has been there for a while. It didn't just come in this year, that they use the chip. It's like a diagnostic thing, like spirals on a ball, distance of ball traveled, speed of the ball. I'm not sure how or where they use it or if they even ever publicize it. But in theory, that was the first reason the chip was in there. Now they're using it for once the referee spots the ball, we can then use the, what you call it?
The new system, the virtual.
Yeah, virtual. The virtual spotting of the first down or not a first down. I think we had it two or three times this weekend. Mm-hmm. But again, it doesn't account for an arbitrary placing of the ball. And there were a couple plays this weekend, especially on the quarterback sneaks and the tush pushes, where you're like, I don't think he got there. And they got it by a yard.
Yeah.
Or I think he did get there, and he's a foot short. So it's still somewhat arbitrary.
Yeah, a couple in the Bills game, especially the one with Lawrence. His shin was just down, cut him short on a first down. There was a couple, and they used the virtual a couple times in that game. But, yeah, I mean, look, it's still – and it bothers the hell out of me because you see it a bunch. Like, you see the umpire running towards the middle of the field, and he'll get bumped
starts
by
curving,
a player.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he'll just get bumped by a player, and then he's still – like, no, you got to take a step back to your right. But I don't know. We still got to talk about that, the Bills play, because I'm curious what you thought.
Which one? The 11-yard tush push?
Yeah,
that one?
And then do you go into the end zone? Because that seems to be a controversy that just drives me absolutely up a wall.
Me too. We're probably in lockstep on that. We'll get to that later this afternoon for sure. Let me grab one more call before I know they're telling us we got to take a little break. Here's Keith in Hicksville on the fan. Keith, how are you?
Hello.
What's up there? Cookie?
I just wanted to say you were talking about getting called out, but you called Quan the Cleveland Indians outfielder?
Yes.
It's the Cleveland Guardians, buddy.
I'm sorry?
It's the Cleveland Guardians.
No, that's a roller rink team. That ain't a baseball team.
It's an old roller derby team, you're
thanks.
Right.
Like, anyway, I didn't know that, Keith. Thanks so much, master of the obvious.
He thought he had you there.
I was totally unaware that they changed your name from a classic name for 100 years that Napla Joey named them and was not offensive at all to the Native American community, to the Guardians. Yeah, I didn't know that happened five years ago.
It's my least favorite change, too. I hate the Guardians.
Yeah.
Just hate it.
Yeah, but like as your kids grow up, that's going to be their normal.
No, absolutely.
Right?
No, they have no idea. We were playing Super Tecmo Bowl this weekend with my kids.
Old school.
Because I had
those 20,001.
Yeah. But we got two Christmases ago, and for some reason it came out this weekend, so we were playing it, and both of them were like, who's the Redskins?
Oh, that's interesting.
Had no idea they were the Washington Redskins. Know them as the Commanders.
It's kind of like, I guess if you go back, like Washington Senators, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and obviously they lost the whole franchise. So, because that's all they know growing up.
Yeah.
Like your kids will not know, well, your older might, will not know Cleveland Indians, right?
No, I don't think so.
What's he, seven?
Eight.
Eight. Oldest, so he probably won't know the Cleveland Indians. That's the beauty
Guardians,
of that.
Those Commanders.
That's when you get to wax poetic. And here's what you have to do as a dad, because you'll get older, you'll start getting gray a little bit. Your kids don't think you know a damn thing because they're smarter than you. We'll all go through that. You get a little rocking chair on the porch. You have a porch?
I do.
You have a porch. Great.
I have two rocking chairs on the porch already.
Already ahead of the game.
Ahead of the game.
You go out there, you get some straw, or you can use hay. Hay's fine, too. Put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And then you pretend like you're whittling wood. And then you tell your kids about the old days. I remember back in the day when...
Right.
Native American names were not offensive to anybody.
Yeah.
And we played cowboys and Indians growing up. It was good times.
Yeah.
Remember the Cleveland Indians, son?
Yep.
And your kids be like, Dad, I want to go out. My girlfriend's waiting in the driveway.
I know.
No, one more story. Yeah.
When you get back, I'll tell you about the Seattle Supersonics.
Could you believe that they played basketball in Seattle?
The Oilers. They were like, who are the Oilers? They had
a song with an Italian quarterback named Dan Pastorini, who later became a drag racing phenom. First guy in the league to wear a flak jacket. Do you know how the song went?
No. Please tell us, Dan.
Houston Oilers! Houston Oilers! And nobody remembers the rest.
Great story, Grandpa Carton.
Do you know that I used to have to get up out of my chair if I wanted to change the channel?
Or I would yell at your daddy. That was it. My grandfather would yell across the room.
It's probably like your job, right?
Yeah,
when you're 6 years old.
Yep.
Change the channel for Grandpa!
I want to put on Hee Haw.
All right, 888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show with Big Mac. More of you coming up. Plus, the situation with Bills in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you have done if you were the head coach after this?
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.